All India Radio presents Morning News. Good morning. I am Saira Mujtaba. The headlines. All arrangements put in place for 7th and final phase of Lok Sabha elections tomorrow. Centre issues advisory to 6 states including Maharashtra and Tamil Nadu on drought situation. Two terrorists killed in an encounter with security forces in Avantipura area of Jammu and Kashmir. India extends full support for economic development and sustainable peace in Afghanistan. And Australia votes today for a new parliament. All arrangements have been put in place for the 7th and final phase of Lok Sabha elections. 59 constituencies spread over 7 states and 1 union territory will go to polls tomorrow. Voting in this phase will take place for 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 in West Bengal, 8 seats each in Bihar and Madhya Pradesh, all 4 constituencies of Himachal Pradesh, 3 in Jharkhand and the lone seat of Chandigarh. Campaigning for 50 of the 59 seats going to polls in this phase ended last evening. For 9 constituencies of West Bengal, campaigning closed on Thursday night after the Election Commission curtailed it in the wake of violence during BJP President Amit Shah's roadshow in Kolkata on Tuesday. In West Bengal, the 9 Lok Sabha seats are Damdam, Jadavpur, Barasat, Bashirhat, Joynagar, Mathurapur, Diamond Harbour, Kolkata South and Kolkata North. More than 1 crore 49 lakh electorates are eligible to cast their franchise. Altogether, 111 candidates are in the fray. More than 17,000 polling booths have been set up. Our Kolkata correspondent reports that the Election Commission has made elaborate security arrangements to check any violence during polling.
Besides state police, around 676 companies of central force have been deployed to ensure free and fair voting, of which 147 companies of central force have been engaged in Kolkata itself. 444 quick response teams have also been kept ready to meet any eventualities. Vigil along interstate and international border with Bangladesh have been tightened. Close watch have also been kept at different island at Sundarbans from water vessels to check entry of outsiders. Arijit Chakraborty, AIR News, Kolkata.
In Madhya Pradesh, preparations are in full swing for the 7th and final phase of voting tomorrow. Polling will be held in 8 Lok Sabha seats of Indore, Ujjain, Dhar, Ratlam, Mandsaur, Devas, Khargon and Khandwa in the Malwa-Nimar region of the state in this phase. Our correspondent reports that around 1.5 crore voters will decide the fate of 82 candidates, including 6 women.
Due to scorching heat in Madhya Pradesh, the Election Commission has started Beat the Heat campaign in many districts. Under this campaign, shadows will be arranged for every voter standing in the queue at polling stations in these districts. Apart from this, proper sitting, cold water, lemonade and buttermilk will also be arranged for voters. The State Election Commission has instructed the officers to inform voters about all the facilities and security arrangements available at the polling stations so that more and more voters are motivated to use their franchise without worrying about heat. Sanjeev Sharma, AIR News, Bhopal.
In Punjab, elaborate security arrangements have been made for peaceful polling. A report from our correspondent.
Election Commission has deployed more than 1 lakh police personnel and 1,25,000 employees to complete the process of polling peacefully. In Punjab, 23,213 polling stations have been set up. Out of them, 249 have been declared critical, 719 sensitive and 509 hypersensitive. More than 2,7,81,000 voters of Punjab to decide the fate of 278 candidates. In Chandigarh, total 597 polling booths have been set up, out of which 230 have been declared sensitive. Ashwini Kumar Sharma, AIR News, Chandigarh.
In Uttar Pradesh, preparations are in full swing for last phase of polling. More from our correspondent.
Polling parties along with EVM machines and other election-related materials are being sent under tight security. Interstate and inter-district boundaries have been sealed and security personnel are checking at every barrier. A special vigil is in Sonbhadra district, who share borders with Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Bihar and Jharkhand. Sashastra Seema Bal, SSB, is conducting checkings along with Nepal border in bordering districts. The 13 seats of 7th phase are spread over Purvanchal, which includes Gorakhpur, Kushinagar, Salempur, Mau, Ghosi, Varanasi, Balia, Chandauli, Mirzapur, Robertsganj, Bansgaon, Devariya, Ghazipur and Maharajganj. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, AIR News, Varanasi.
In Himachal Pradesh, all arrangements have been made for tomorrow's polling. A report.
In view of inclement weather over next 4 days, the election department has dispatched the polling parties in advance to far-flung areas of the state. The election department is using BSF helicopters, mules and porters to transport electronic voting machine to inaccessible areas. The EVMs and polling material were to be sent to remote area Bada Bhangal by helicopter, but due to bad weather, the material had to be sent by road from Bajnath. As many as 46,000 poll personnels have been deputed on election duty in the state. The state will go to polls for 4 Lok Sabha seats tomorrow. Sanjeev Sundriyal, AIR News, Shimla.
Prominent candidates in this phase include Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Ministers Manoj Sinha, Ravi Shankar Prasad, Harsimrat Kaur Badal and Hardeep Singh Puri. The fate of Kiran Kher, Sunny Deol and Ravi Kishan of the BJP, Sukhbir Singh Badal of the Shiromani Akali Dal, Meera Kumar and Shatrughan Sinha of the Congress and Shibu Soren of the JMM will also be decided in this phase. Polling, which begins at 7 a.m., will end at 6 p.m. Counting of votes for the Lok Sabha and 4 state assemblies of Odisha, Andhra Pradesh, Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim will be taken up on Thursday. News Services Division of All India Radio, AIR, has made elaborate arrangements for providing authentic and latest results of Lok Sabha and assembly elections in 4 states. For the first time, AIR, the biggest radio network of the country, will continuously broadcast special program on election results for 40 hours. AIR News will mount special Janadesh 2019 bilingual program in Hindi and English from 23rd May 7 a.m. to 24th May 11 p.m. AIR correspondents across all corners of the country will continuously provide latest live updates of counting of votes. Experts in studios will give comprehensive and in-depth analysis of the results. The program will be broadcast on AIR, FM Gold and other channels. It will also be available live on YouTube channel News on AIR Official. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Dehradun this morning on a two-day visit to Uttarakhand. He will perform puja at the Kedarnath Shrine today. Prime Minister will also review the development works at Khadarpuri. He will visit Badrinath Shrine tomorrow before returning to Delhi. Supreme Court has held that a tribunal's order declaring a person as an illegal foreigner will be binding and prevail over the government decision to exclude or include the name from the National Register of Citizens or NRC in Assam. A bench of Chief Justice Ranjan Gogoi and Justices Deepak Gupta and Sanjeev Khanna distinguished between the decisions of NRC and of foreigners' tribunals and said that the latter's order, being the quasi-judicial one, will prevail. Centre has issued a drought advisory to Maharashtra, Gujarat, Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and Tamil Nadu and asked them to use water judiciously as water storage in dams are dropping to a critical level. A member of the Central Water Commission, S.K. Haldar, said that the advisory was issued to Tamil Nadu yesterday and similar letters were sent to other states last week. Central Water Commission monitors water storage available in 91 major reservoirs across the country. According to the figures released by the Commission, the available water storage is only 22% of total storage capacity of these reservoirs. In Jammu and Kashmir, two terrorists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Avantipura area of Pulwama district early this morning. The gunfire broke out after security forces launched cordon and search operation in Pansgam village and the terrorists hiding there opened fire on the soldiers. We spoke to State DGP Dilbagh Singh about the encounter.
In Taral area, there encounter early morning. There were 3 militants in the area, which have been killed. Two militants have been killed. Two dead bodies have been killed. एक की पहचान भी होगी, शौकत अहमद डार करके मिलिटेंट है जो उस एरिया का हिजबुल मुजाहिदीन का कमांडर है और बड़ा खूंखार आतंकी है। इसने बहुत सारी आतंकवादी गतिविधियां उस एरिया में करी है और लोगों को बहुत नुकसान पहुंचाया है। दूसरा ऑपरेशन इस वक्त अनंतनाग जिला में चल रहा है, उसमें भी खास इतला पे ये ऑपरेशन लॉन्च किया था, वहां पर कुछ मिलिटेंट्स के शुपे होने की इतला है।
दिस इज ऑल इंडिया रेडियो गिविंग यू द न्यूज। फॉर क्विक न्यूज अपडेट्स फॉलो अस ऑन ट्विटर @AIRNewsAlerts।
On biggest festival of democracy, News Services Division presents Vishesh Janadesh 2019. Who will win? Who will lose? Our correspondents across the country will tell you latest live updates of Lok Sabha and Assembly elections in four states.
Tariq Rathar for AIR News, Srinagar.
Suparna Sekia, AIR News, Delhi.
Jitendra Divedi, Jaipur.
Jay Singh from Chennai.
Asunyo from Kohima.
Parijit Chakraborty, Kolkata.
Saikat Sarkar from Panaji.
Experts will give comprehensive and in-depth analysis of the results from 23rd May, 7 a.m. to 24th May, 11 p.m. on AIR FM Gold and other channels. You can also catch us live on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. For quick results, visit our website www.newsonair.com and follow our Twitter handle @AIRNewsAlerts.
India has expressed its full support for sustainable peace, economic development and stability in Afghanistan. External Affairs Minister Sushma Swaraj gave this assurance to Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's Special Envoy and High Peace Council Secretary Umar Daudzai in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Daudzai briefed the minister on the outcome of the recently held Loya Jirga in the country. Polling is underway in Australia for parliamentary elections. Voting is taking place for 150 members of the House of Representatives, the lower house, and 76 seats of the Senate, the upper house. Australia, one of the world's oldest democracies, has mandatory voting and a record 16.5 million enrolled voters. This is the first general election since political infighting ousted the nation's fourth leader in a decade. Budh Purnima, marking the birth anniversary of Lord Buddha, is being celebrated in different parts of the country today. In Bihar, Budh Purnima is being celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety. President Ramnath Kovind and Vice President M. Venkaiah Naidu and Prime Minister Modi have greeted the people on the occasion. The Indian men's hockey team ended their tour down under with a 2-5 loss to world number 2, Australia, in the fifth and final match in Perth yesterday. For the host, Trent Mitten scored 2 goals in the 11th and 24th minutes. The other 3 goals were scored by Flynn Ogilvie, Blake Gowers and Tim Brand.
For latest authentic election results, round the clock on 23rd, 24th May. Tune in to AIR News Special Janadesh 2019 program.
Our correspondents across the country will provide latest live updates of counting of votes for Lok Sabha and Assembly elections in four states.
Experts will give comprehensive and in-depth analysis of the results. You can also catch us live on FM Gold and other channels and on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.
For quick results, visit our website www.newsonair.com and follow us on Twitter @AIRNewsAlerts.
And now for an overview of today's newspapers, it's over to Sanjay Mattu.
Thank you, Sarah. With the last phase of Lok Sabha polling tomorrow, newspapers are splashed with headlines related to it. Modi, Rahul make final pitch for Lok Sabha polls, writes the Hindustan Times. The Pioneer quotes both the Prime Minister and Rahul Gandhi in its headlines. We'll repeat 2014, says Modi. We closed 90% of doors for Modi, claims Rahul. All papers carry the PM's reaction to Pragya Singh's comments on Godse. The Asian Age says, can't forgive Pragya for insult to Gandhi, says Modi. On market players in wait-and-watch mode, the Economic Times writes, bulls break into a short run ahead of exit poll results. The PM's first-ever press conference is prominently noticed by the Statesman on its front page, PM diverts poses to Shah at first press meet. And finally, after Mission Mars, Venus now on ISRO's planetary travel list, reports the Times of India. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thank you, Sanjay. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. All arrangements put in place for 7th and final phase of Lok Sabha elections tomorrow. Centre issues advisory to 6 states including Maharashtra and Tamil Nadu on drought situation. 2 terrorists killed in an encounter with security forces in Avantipura area of Jammu and Kashmir. India extends full support for economic development and sustainable peace in Afghanistan, and Australia votes today for a new parliament. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.nic.in. With that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.